Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm asking you for your two priorities that you would like to see addressed at SONA. Well, I have a little doubt that Mervyn Abrams, Program Coordinator, Peter Maritzburg, Economic Justice and Dignity, I think one of the things that you would imagine, I would imagine, would think about is food stability and food prices. Mervyn, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Very well, thank you. And good morning to all your listeners.
So,
Howard,
yes.
Our assessment is that this is perhaps going to be one of the most important SONAs ever given. And the reason is that we have consistently seen the citizens of this country losing confidence in the ability of the state to act in any manner that contributes to development.
Right.
So it seems to me the most important thing that President Ramaphosa can do this afternoon is, number one, to establish confidence that the state is on top of the challenges that South Africa faces, and that he and his cabinet has the ability to get the state to work together to resolve a number of issues, central to which, of course, is the economy and, of course, food prices, work, economic growth. They are all interlinked and intertwined, and that the state is able to focus on these things and begin to deliver on the challenges. But he's doing so in a context where he cannot disregard the report that came out around the July unrest in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. He cannot disregard the Zondo Commission and the horrific stories of the hollowing out of the state. And he's going to have to address that as part of confidence building, whilst at the same time begin to give us an economic vision about where we can go and how we can deal with the challenges of poverty and inequality, at the root of which leads to the food price, the affordability crisis in the country.
The problem, and whereas, of course, I don't disagree with anything that you're saying, it's absolutely right. The problem is that SONA, because it's SONA, is just about words. How does he, no matter what he says, how is he going to get people to believe that action will follow? Isn't that a real concern?
That is a major concern, and that's going to be, I think, the greatest challenge that faces Ramaphosa today. How will he get the citizen to actually believe what he says and has the confidence to get the state? So in that sense, confidence building, he would have to give some extremely specific, perhaps not too many, because the challenges are just too great, but focus in on specific two or three things that are important enough for the citizen. So, for instance, one thing I would say is we need to see some prosecutions emerging from the Zondo Commission's report and some of that money recouped so that these parastatals can begin to get some of that money back and begin to establish themselves as good businesses, but also have a developmental project. So that's one thing I think he can do. The second is going to have to address the question of poverty and inequality, and is widely expected to continue the 350 social grant of relief. And that would create a little bit of confidence that the state is willing to look at poverty and inequality and unemployment. But he's going to have to also say what's the long-term solution, because the 350 is not a long-term solution. And he's going to be able to say to the state how his ministers are going to work in concert so that when the ministers start giving their budget, that they are singing off the same hymn sheet with the same kind of seriousness that I think he needs to show today.
Is there reasonable confidence on your side that he will address some of these issues that impact on food security and food pricing?
Howard, you know, I'm really hoping that he would. It seems to me that, you know, we're running out of time. we do not as a country have the time to continue making the same mistakes again. So I'm hoping that Ramaphosa can see that. I'm hoping that the July unrest has sufficiently woken up the state and the cabinet to the reality of what could happen, and that now they are going to take things extremely seriously. That is our hope. Unfortunately, that's all we've got at this moment, is the hope that he will act and act decisively.
Yeah. It's interesting. Henry, one of our listeners, says George Washington couldn't tell a lie, Jacob Zuma couldn't tell the truth, but rudderless Ramaphosa can't tell the difference and unfortunately will do nothing. And that, sadly, and the reason I'm reading it out is there is this, he's created this perception that he just doesn't do anything, even though it's not actually true. Because if we look at where we were with Jacob Zuma and we look at a couple of years later, they have recaptured a lot of the state entities. They have done certain things, but it's so painfully slow that it's hard to even tell the difference.
Exactly, Howard, because the rot has set in also so deeply. We mustn't forget that the rot has set in extremely deeply during the Zuma era. And I would agree with you that there has been some steps taken to recover and rebuild some of the institutions that were almost totally hollowed out. So, for instance, the NPA, the Zondo Commission's report and some of the actions relating to that is evidence that there is an attempt on some sections of the state and of the ANC to actually begin to rebuild. The difficulty is that we do not have the finances to rebuild. And then we can't rebuild without getting some of the money that was siphoned off back.
Well, that's interesting. Literally, as you're saying that, Carol Z, one of our listeners, says, good morning, Howard. Hopefully today will be a happier day. I want the money stolen by the Guptas back as returned to South Africa. That'll cover projects which will give jobs, housing, medical care, subsidized food items, helping the poor, etc. And that is absolutely right. If you look at the billions and billions that to have disappeared. I mean, of course, that's the answer.
Exactly. And if that money can come back. And so I think what some Cyril Ramaphosa can do to reestablish confidence is to focus on a couple of high-profile issues and ensure that those are brought to completion within the next year. So, for instance, you know, where most of the billions were siphoned off, get that money back, get people prosecuted. Immediately that will create a sense of confidence amongst the citizens that the state is actually acting in our interest. And politics and economics is all really about having the confidence that you are acting in a context in which the state can protect you and the state has your interest at heart.
Well, let's hope that some of these items are addressed and that when we talk about it tomorrow morning, that we will have some reasonable news. That was Mervyn Abrams. He's a program coordinator at the Pietermaritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.